Afterward to section two. What poet can resist the temptation to possess the origin of all poems, to drink continuously from the source of inspiration? This is what Whitman offers in the second section of Song of Myself, and much more. The good of the earth and sun and all the stars, not to mention learning how to take experience at first hand, to see for oneself what is truly there, to establish, as Emerson wrote, an original relationship with the universe. To forge such a relationship, the poet leaves behind the intoxicating perfume of human society and sets out on his own to breathe the odorless, inspiriting atmosphere of nature, a state of freedom, of readiness, in which the poet opens himself and inflows the world. He invokes all of his senses, taste, touch, sound, smell, sight, in the long sentence fragment with which the second stanza concludes, for he is alert now to what is there. The sniff of green leaves and dry leaves, and of the shore and dark-colored sea rocks, and of hay in the barn. He takes it all in. He makes song out of his meeting with the sun. He extends his hand to anyone willing to stop with him for a day and night. He promises to teach us to see and sing for ourselves, free of every influence, including that of the teacher. Here are the keys to a kingdom stretching to the very limits of the imagination, and here is how to take the measure of the universe, the grid within which the poems of the future will be written.